pull it on out, come right on out to his nose, whack it off. Take it off. Or take it and clean it.
Would you ever take hog meat and stuff it inside a casing like that?
Oh yeah, that's what you make sausage out of. You take them guts, entrails, the certain kind. Well, you can use both kinds, but most of them are the small ones. You got two kinds to be yet. I can't remember the names of them. You being a doctor, son, you ought to know.
What about the head of the hog?
Well, that's the best part. You got your brains in there.
You ever make anything out of the meat of the head?
Hog head cheese, yes.
Would you ever take any part of the hog and mix it up with cornmeal? Like, take...
No, I'm no cook. I can't tell you too much about that.
Mix up hog meat with cornmeal or crackers?
Oh, yeah, crackers. Well, crackling is not necessarily... There may be a way of doing it, but I never did see it done that way. You, the cracklings are made from the fat of the hog. You can keep your fat. If it's too fat for you, won't eat it. It's just the sides where you haven't got any lean in it too much. I've seen them just take the hog, a real old fat hog, and just rinse it, cut it up in chunks, and put it in a wash pot and boil it till it boiled all that fat down. And they would pull the fat off or have the pigs drain or have a strainer or something to pick them pieces of fat that's boiled out. It gets hard. And dry it. They dry it and they'll make crackling bread out of it. Yeah. What they call crackling bread is good.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs.
Bacon. That comes from the side of the hog.
Then the edge of the bacon that you have to cut off before you slice it?
Skin.
When you kept your meat too long, your meat got...
Rank. Rancy. Mold.
You say the meat did what? It got...
It is mold or rank or...
Got spoiled?
Rancy. Strong. Unfit to eat anyway.
Did you ever have your meat get spoiled? Did you ever have it spoiled on you?
Oh yeah. Yes, sir. Had to throw it away. I used to have a smokehouse right out there. You let them get too fat. I don't like a fat. One too fat. You want him...
That's a grease haul.
Yeah. You want him to get, it's just a type of hog. Now these, most back then when I was coming up, they didn't have these high-bred hogs. They had what they call a regular old razorback.
Long body and big...
Long body.
Long thin snout.
Thin.
Took about two or three years for him to get any size on.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's the best meat. You get one of them when they're wild and show him up and feed him a little corn. That's the best. The whole thing's good to eat. You're about the hair and all. No, I was just kidding about the hair.
Eat everything but the squeal.
Yeah. That's about it. That's just about it.
Now, you're a big man. I bet you could... How do you eat? Do you eat pretty regular? Or?
Pretty regular. But I try to, unless I get involved in something or other and I can't be here, I try to eat my regular meals at a certain time. Around 7 or 7:30 morning and evening and at noon. Usually it's a little before noon.